churros, butterbeer, funnel cake, boysenberry. There's no food like theme park food. Eat the Magic is a YouTube series about theme park food in Southern California and maybe Florida. Eat the Magic is hosted by a childless millennial of real repute, Jared the Greek. Karens want him, Chaz wants to be him, no bothers given. Tune into our show Eat the Magic on YouTube. See our Thirst for Dole Whip on Instagram at Eat the Magic. We'll see you real soon at the parks. Why? Because we like you.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 263 of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And welcome to the first official episode of 2021. Now that we've concluded the countdown of the best records and anime themes of 2020. And thus far, everything is exactly the same as before. Although by the time you hear this, I will have my first vaccination to make sure COVID-19 don't fuck around with me. So please, I urge you. If the opportunity to get it early falls on your lap, take it. Protect yourself now so you can treat yourself later. On today's episode of No Borders, No Race, a new fantasy anime may have already taken the crown for funniest show of 2021, and Disney takes us all to a land of frogs for some fun adventures. And on today's A Bastard Soapbox, that new fresh president smell. But before we dive deep into those topics, let's get a start on this week's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find their music on CD Japan, Amazon, Yes Asia, Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, the band's official site, and your local record store. We're starting out the show with some AOP, who sadly announced that they will be calling it quits this March. But they are ending things on a high note with a banger of a song that served as the opening theme to the latest season of Mr. Osamatsu. This is Nice to Meet You.
Oh, this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
We're dead if you care. We're dead to this, but looking for other ones to bring all the sound. For you and them, we'll tell them it's impressive. This is the final job. Bastard!
Las Vegas with their newest single, Shape of Trust. The band is planning to perform a live socially distant show on April 7th. For more information, be sure to check out their official website and proper social media locales. Suppose a kid from the last Dungeon Boonies moved to a starter town? That is the name of the anime I'm going to talk about right now, and honestly, I'm kind of growing sick and tired of all of these long-ass light novel titles. It was funny at first, but now it's just annoying as fuck. 8 words max should be the limit when it comes to these titles. You know, like, that time I got reincarnated as a slime, or how not to summon a demon lord. Like, you don't need the all routes lead to doom part in my next life as a villainess, because that explains the whole premise right there. And Bofuri could have easily been shortened to something like, I don't know, Maximum Defense Warrior or something along those lines. If two hands isn't enough to count the number of words in your title, then go the fuck back to the drawing board and come up with something new. Okay, rant over. So, Kid from the Last Dungeon Boonies puts a spotlight on Lloyd, a young lad who is the weakest warrior from his village. However, said village is where what we would call the game's final boss resided, meaning that Lloyd is actually still a lot stronger than most other people. How strong? Well, how about grabbing a three-story grasshopper by the antenna and Wilhelm screaming it into the sun like it was nothing? Under the guidance of the witch Alice, Lloyd aims to become a noble soldier for the king's army. His strength gets the attention of his fellow ranks-to-be, including a cursed belt princess named Selene and the one-armed mercenary Riho. However, his hopes and their hopes of him entering the army are cast aside when he fails the exam, taking instead a job of a chef at a local pub. But as these newfound allies get closer to one another, some interesting things about the king and missing princess slowly reveal themselves. There's at least one show a season that has me screaming with laughter throughout its entire run. Kid from the Last Dungeon Boonies is that series. From the physical humor revolved around Lloyd's strength to the verbal jabs that Maria throws both at him and Village Chief Alka, much of the comedy hits their mark in ways that are much aligned with the humor of Konosuba or even My Next Life as a Villainess. Granted, the comedy is a lot more based on fantasy realms than British sitcom-y tropes, so there's a need for a knowledge of things like RPG games to get a good dose of the humor. This is absolutely necessary regarding the main joke of the show, the hero, and his local surroundings. People who have played either tabletop or RPG video games knows that the further your journey goes, the tougher things are going to get. So to bring a person who comes from the village of a quest's final destination adds a lot of comedy and dynamics to a world where everyone is basically a beginner. As such, for Lloyd to start off with all of his stats maxed out would normally make for a boring show. But instead, this is taking the Misfit of Demon King Academy route, where one can't wait to see just how simple he's able to defeat everything in his path. Of course, it also helps that the surrounding cast is just as hilarious. Ai Kayano, whom you may know as Darkness from Konosuba or Shiro from No Game No Life, pulls everything from her funny bone to bring forth a side-splitting performance as Maria. Madoka Asahina, aka Nene from New Game, does a great job playing Selene, who takes that crazy yandere character without going too overboard with the bloodlust. Minami Tsuda, or Yui from Yuru Yuri, often delivers more on the physical humor, but her quips about earning an extra buck when she can is giggle-inducing. And then there's sweet Lloyd himself, who was played with such innocence and warmth by Yumiri Hanamori, better known to all of you as Nadesco from Laid Back Camp, which is also currently back for its second season. Suppose a kid from the Last Dungeon Boonies moved to a starter town has thus far been the most entertaining new series of the winter 2021 season. The characters are great, the action is superb, and the comedy is truly stellar. Odds are it's bound to be one of the biggest highlights in anime comedy this year, so I highly recommend not missing out on it. You can catch Kid from the Last Dungeon Boonies on Funimation now, with an English dub for the series happening somewhere down the line. But yes, watch this anime. It's super funny. Just, you know, maybe shorten the title, like what I just did. Kid from the Last Dungeon Boonies. That's all it should have been called. Okay, before I go again in that rant, let's move on to some more music. It took them nearly 40 years to record an album, but the sound Daniel Takes a Train have crafted is truly timeless. Do check out their Shameless Tuesdays contribution from a couple of weeks back, but right now, here's the title track from that long-awaited release. This is Last Ticket to Tango.
Live like a millennial. I'm not such a retrophobe. Well, put it on my turntable. Your signal is in analog, but let's switch to digital. I want something physical, so don't be so quizzical. The lights are calling, find your sequin dress. We wish you all the best. The stars are out.
your last ticket to tango. Let it show, let it show. Your dog's car is marked, so get in line. And when the band strikes up their tune, it's your time, it's your time.
Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
I'm here for you.
Code with Shedding Tears from their newest album, Strive, which dropped right at the end of 2020. The Kauai metal idol group are hoping to gear for a tour this year, and titling the shows Strive for Budokan, the iconic venue of which they are planning to play on February 12, 2022. And it's a good thing that they're doing that next year, as any big shows right now, well, you know, this whole song and dance already. In order to escape from a lot of the craziness of the world, which I will get into momentarily, I found myself binging a lot of Disney Plus shows, where I've revisited series like DuckTales and Gravity Falls. But an animated show that began airing in 2019 caught my attention in the recommendation section of my menu, one that goes by the name Amphibia. Based on show creator Matt Bradley's childhood trips to Thailand, it's a fish-out-of-water story. Or is it a tadpole-out-of-water story? No. I need to keep the puns at a minimum. Amphibia follows Anne, a troublemaking teen who finds her way to the world of frogs and toads via a mysterious mystery box. Stumbling through the forest, she befriends the Planter family, whose son Sprig becomes her new bestie in life. Together, alongside little tadpole sister Polly and their granddad Hop Pop, Anne and Sprig go on many adventures to find out the mysteries behind the box, alongside the importance of friendship and what it means to be a hero. Now, despite it being a Disney cartoon, there's a lot more old-school Nickelodeon vibes coming off of Amphibia than anything else. There are these gross-out moments that are akin to old-school Ren and Stimpy, with some close-ups of characters and objects that go into a little too much detail. Braley may be a CalArts graduate, but his visual techniques, while clean most of the time, can go off the rails in all of the right places. But outside of the animation, the important part about Amphibia is its overall story arcs, which have been hugely entertaining. There's a big focus on Anne attempting to be a better person in her new surroundings, as she tries to understand the culture of frogs and toads and other creatures that reside in Amphibia. This is where we see more of the modern-day Disney narrative come into play, with there being a similar amount of humor and heart as Gravity Falls did. Her new frog buddy Sprig also experiences growth throughout its first season, ranging from being a proper hero to even the trials of love itself. Don't worry, it's not with Anne, fellow frog person. We don't want the internet getting any idea. Yeah, they've probably already rule 34 this by now, the fucking weirdos. Anyways, what the show does a good job with also is the pacing of the main objective, trying to get Anne home. And it's not just her, as two of her other friends, Marcy and Sasha, also have found their way to Amphibia. You find out about Sasha in the first season, whereas Marcy isn't revealed in season 2. Which I haven't watched yet because Disney Plus hasn't put it up. But I'm patient, and what's been revealed hints at bigger things to come. And I honestly look forward to seeing how Anne unravels herself in this world she now resides in. I have honestly been surprised by the quality of these Disney original animated series these past few years, with them surpassing both in humor and in kid-adult balance appeal compared to a lot of what Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon currently offers. Amphibia is a delight for all ages to enjoy, with enough jokes, action, and great storytelling to satisfy your mind. While I don't know when season 2 will be on there, you can catch the first season at least of Amphibia on Disney Plus. And considering that a third season has already been greenlit, you can expect more froggy fun in the near future. Right now, we're going to chill out a little bit with singer and seiyu Sari Hayami, who you can hear reprising her role as regulatory T-Cell in the second season of Cells at Work. From last year's Garden EP, this is Yasashi Kibo.
Kirei ni na. Passion, freedom, knowledge. The Abstract Japan Podcast at abstractjapan.com.
You've broken your heart, you've made amends. Collected pieces made whole again.
And if waging wars makes you more of a man, you fought every losing fight that you can. But you're careful to fight what's left of your faith. You fear if you win, you've made a ghost of grace. But what can you do when your sin is your pride? Can you carry your cross when your hope is a lie? And I know what you think it means. And I know what you want me to say. There's truth in the lies, and dares you to dig a bit deeper inside. But the fool that I found was happy and whole, and he never passed the light it was sold. Now you swear that you've known so much more than you've seen, and your spirit is someone you've never been. But what can you do when your sin is your pride? Can you carry your cross when your hope is a lie? And I know what you.
Wonderful sounds from Pakistani-American performer Ali Aslam. That was Wise Man and the Fool from last year's debut record, The Last American. The album dives deep into Ali's quest to self-identify himself as he traverses through the mythology of American culture itself. Some pretty deep stuff with a great sound to back it all. And now, here's a kick-ass up-and-coming all-girl punk band that takes their name from that iconic Blue Heart song. They're called the Linda Lindas, and they've recently dropped their debut self-titled EP, hoping for some amazing things from this quartet. From that debut record is Never Say Never.
Imagine the world has gone insane. started now. We'll drop this groove that'll make you drop. You wanna bury sex, you wanna feel me. I'm gonna ride the sex you're free. Waiting for this big moment, raise your hands for me. Stress on from the spell, coming like destroying your voice and scream. Tell me what you want from me, tell me your provisions. Got the thing that works on this chaos and confusion. I hear a siren that's wailing you away.
From Hyde, that was Let It Out, and this year marks the 30th anniversary of his band, L'Arc-en-Ciel. The celebration begins this February with a rebroadcast of some of their biggest concert highlights, but considering it's been 11 years since they've dropped an album, I'm hoping that they hit the recording studio for a new record. And now, folks, it's time to get some shit off of my chest. It's time for Bastard Soapbox. You know, folks, I had something scripted out for a Bastard Soapbox, but I just finished watching the presidential inauguration, and for the first time in 4 years, I felt a level of hope and change that I haven't had felt in a very, very long time. So I'm speaking to you from the heart regarding all of this. It's been very scary these last few years, seeing what was happening to our country, to our nation, to our people, to friends, to families. We've been pulled apart by so many different sides, so many different lies. It's just been very, very scary. But for the first time in a very, very long time, that fear that I've had deep down inside is starting to vanish. It hasn't gone away completely. There will always be a level of fear, but it's that normal level of fear that I have. An average level of fear. An okay level of fear. Because now that we have someone competent, someone who is a legit adult as a president, I take full gratitude knowing that I'm going to be okay. We're all going to be okay during this time. Granted, there were moments where it felt like this wouldn't happen, especially with what happened on January 6th at the steps of the Capitol building, which I seriously hope all of those who were involved, be it the protesters, those who stormed the Capitol itself, and even the former president and congressmen who rallied them on, I sincerely hope that they do, in fact, be brought to justice. Now, having said all of that, listening to Joe Biden speak today gave me a very warm feeling in my heart, in my gut, and even in my mind. It's going to take a very, very long time before we see true change happen, mainly because Biden has got a lot of things to fix behind the scenes that have been broken over these last 4 years. But good change will come. Some of it will be instant. Other times, it will take a while for it to fully come into fruition. But deep down, I have a good feeling about these next 4 years in the United States. A much better feeling than what I have had these last 4 years in these United States. I no longer feel ashamed of being an American now that we have someone like Joe Biden in the White House. I especially no longer feel ashamed knowing that we have Kamala Harris, the first woman, the first African, the first Southeast Asian woman as vice president. I am legitimately happy about the inauguration. I am legitimately happy about what has been going on today, because I am recording this on January 20th, the day of President Biden's inauguration. Some of you who have been listening into me knows that I have been very upset with how things have been going this past year, from the way the former president treated his own people to just how the entirety of the coronavirus epidemic has grown to such a staggering and frightening level. And this is my only place where I feel like I can truly share my true thoughts and beliefs regarding this whole thing. I know a lot of people come to No Borders, No Race to hear some great music from Japan and other parts of the world, as well as pop culture musings. But it was during the whole incidents regarding George Floyd and Black Lives Matter and cancel culture and all of this, where seeing my friends and family standing up for true justice for the American people, that is where I realized that I need to speak out as much as I can. Sometimes it's really scary for me to speak out in the way that I do. Other times, I'm happy to speak out in the way that I do. Right now, as I speak, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are heading to the White House, and I am very, very hopeful of what's to come in these next 4 years. There is one thing that Biden had said during his speech, and I may paraphrase it here, and it's the most simplest thing that he has said throughout that speech, and that was, be bold. Boldness brings about courage. Boldness brings about change. Boldness brings about a better life for everybody. And I feel like if we could be just a little bit more bold in our lives, be it in person, be it with family, be it at your job, I think deep down, real progress will be made. And I think right now is where I would like to stop speaking about this, because I don't want to be rambling too much. But I will say this, a change has arrived, and a change will continue to come. And that change will be for the better, because better people are made from boldness. And that, my friends, is my soapbox for today. Remember, these are the opinions of myself and not of those affiliated with Electric Sisterhood or any of the other websites under the Land of Esh, not to mention our good friends who are advertising on this podcast show. Okay, why don't we head on back to our playlist? Let's go on to some more music. And although this was an uplifting little discussion I just had, I'm going to play some American-made avant-garde doom metal next in the form of a band called Lament Cityscape. They just dropped a new EP entitled The Old Wet, which concludes their Wet EP trilogy. From that record is Among the Dead.
this is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ITHINKTHISISGREAT.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I Think This Is Great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Windows <That's>... backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Matthew.
Girlfriend with Love Songa Kikitakunata from last year's album House. Girlfriend were, of course, supposed to play in my home turf last year at Anime Boston, but COVID-19 is acting like a dick. Still is, by the way, so please be careful, everyone. Soshite ima, minasan, konshu no nihongo yoyoku no jikan desu. Sa, iko! Atarashii aname, tatoeba Last Dungeon mae no mura no shonen ga joban no machi de kurasu yona monogatari wa ima shizen no saiko no komedi ni naritsutsu arimasu. Kereto wa airashii desu. Yumou wa warai no kyoron desu. Soshite, akushin wa subarashii desu. Kono shou o moto miru no o tanoshimi ni shite imasu. Disney series Fusigi no Kuni Amphibia wa Miroko teki na tanoshi sakuhin desu. Life lesson to comedy no kumi awasete, subete no nenrei no dare mo ga tanoshimu koto ga dekiru saiko no animation no hitotsu desu. Hitoi yomo wa Disney show ni to shite wa odoroki mono desu. Sore demo nao, Disney ga tokui to suru trademark no storytelling no maho de mita sarete imasu. Saigo ni, Beikoko wa atarashii daitorou, Joe Biden o mukaimasu. Kare no tojou to tomo ni, nikushimi ga kieru koto o negaimashou. Amerika ga kakko 4 nen kan yori mo haruka niyoi kuni ni saiken saeru koto o negatte imasu. Sekai no tame ni, watashi tachi no kuni wa mo ichido mohan o shimesu hitsuyo ga arimasu. My thanks again to my teacher, Mikio Hattori-sensei. Remember, if you'd like to know more information on her cultural exchange initiative, please be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. Now, as you may notice, we're now going to end each episode with Nihongo Yoyaku, highlighting the topics right away instead of making our listeners from Japan wait another couple of weeks to hear me attempt to speak in their tongue. And I hope I'm doing okay with this. If I'm sucking really bad, people of Japan, just tell me. The last thing I want to do is cause any disrespect to all you beautiful people with the butchering of your wonderful language. Anyways, on to more music. Bandmaid are starting off 2021 with a well-needed punch to the face, as they have unleashed their newest album, Unseen World. This is a killer cut from that album that I think all of you atheists will dig. It's called No God. Thank you. 痛みを噛み締め
Mike Rogers Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan, a year-end special, and I'll be with my good friend, Evan Borgold, and you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese, and you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show, yes, tune in. We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
Spaghetti Westerns were mastered. That was Italy's Moonshine Booze with the Tide. Moonshine Booze just dropped their latest album, Pandemonio. And if you love the likes of Quentin Tarantino, then I think you will really dig the sound of this record. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos from the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com, like us on facebook.com/bostonbashbrigade, and follow us on b3crew.tumblr.com. And you can follow me, Your King Baby Duck, on Twitter, the J-pop, video games, anime, amino pages, Instagram, and Twitch at King Baby Duck ESH. Don't forget to give some love to our friends at Black Compat, which you can find at blackcompat.com, twitch.tv/blackcompat, and youtube.com/blackcompat. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Daniel Takes a Train and Moonshine Booze, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR, and for the tracks from Ali Aslam and Lament Cityscape were made possible by Kabar PR. And a very special thank you to Thrillsville for their contribution to last week's Shameless Tuesdays. Big shout out to Mike Rogers for contributing the song from the Linda Lindas. We're going to end this episode with The Pinballs, who also dropped a new album right at the tail end of 2020. The record is called Millions of Oblivion, and this is the opening track from it. Here's Million Dollar Baby. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.